I'd like to say a huge thank you to Westfield for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. When the first shopping centre opened in White City in 2008, much was made of the fact it was big enough to fill 117 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Today, though, it has cemented its status as one of the UK's most iconic shopping destinations. Who doesn't get a flutter in the tummy on seeing those red signs? For beauty lovers, there is no better place to browse than the hallowed beauty halls of Westfield. Literally hundreds of beauty brands under one roof, it is the ultimate place to stock up on tried and tested favourites or discover new products to add to your beauty arsenal. Throughout March and April, Westfield are throwing open their doors to The Beauty Edit, a series of free events where shoppers can enjoy beauty treatments, exclusive offers, and lots of giveaways and prizes. Race you to the beauty aisles. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Verity Clark. Today, I am joined by former reality TV star and pro podcaster, Sophie Habu. She may have found fame on Made in Chelsea, but the days of boy drama are over, and Sophie has swapped sharing the dirty details of a night out for Dishing the Dirt on Married Life on her insanely popular podcast, Newlyweds, with husband Jamie Lane. She also has a successful podcast with fellow Made in Chelsea star and best friend, Melissa Tatum, where the duo turn agony aunt and answer listeners' dilemmas. Her Instagram is peppered with ultra-glamorous beauty looks and enviable holiday snaps, but it was her wedding beauty that went viral. On this episode, Sophie shares how she's come to terms with melasma.
I have to be just careful with what I'm putting on my skin, so I'm very minimal, and I have three set things that I use, and then I don't try lots of different products. I know what works, and then I stick to that.
Her newfound interest in clean makeup.
I love feeling like I've got no makeup on. It's like there's no benefit. It's like not wearing a bra. Like there's no better feeling.
And we even covered the benefits of a salmon sperm facial.
I just noticed like I look more awake. Like under my eyes are just not as dark anymore.
Thank you so much for joining me
Hello.
Today.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really good. Thank you. I feel like it's becoming spring.
Well, are you? Because it's looking
is,
very grey.
It's very grey. And as I said that, I looked out the window and I was like, it's very grey. But there's blossom trees, which is spring.
It's coming. It's coming. We can bring out
our
spring. Oh,
thank God. I'm so over winter. I feel like it's been the longest winter ever.
It truly, truly has. It's been the winter of discontent.
I know.
Bring
exactly.
on spring. So let's get into it. First things first. I want to know your approach to beauty. Are you a proper beauty junkie? Are you a kind of wash and go kind of gal? Are you a 10-step YouTube tutorial?
What, beauty is in makeup or skincare? Which one?
Your beauty routine, generally, is it something you spend a lot of time doing every day, or are you happy just to wash your face with water and go out the house without makeup?
I actually don't wear makeup day to day. So I only will wear makeup if I'm doing my podcast because the cameras are very unforgiving. I think Jamie likes to put them on like the highest definition ever where they actually, I'm pretty sure they give me pores where I don't even have pores. So I feel like I put on makeup with that. And then obviously if I'm going to events, but otherwise I really don't like the feeling of makeup on my skin.
That's interesting.
But I love beauty and I take great care of it. And I've actually recently become a real clean beauty girl. So I'm getting my clean makeup.
As in, you're getting rid of chemicals from your
OG,
product.
OG, I wish. Kosas, is that how you say it?
Yeah. The Kosas eyebrow gel.
Amazing. The concealer's unbelievable. But Merit is my favourite, but it's quite oily. So you have to powder.
Yes, but Merit is brilliant for that kind of minimal, no makeup.
And you can blend it in and it really like sinks into your skin. In terms of skincare, I guess I am quite an up and go. I definitely don't just splash my face with water, but I use very minimal products. And that is probably just because, I mean, I've spoken about it loads, but I have melasma and it flares up. You know, it's definitely caused by the sun and it flares up and it's triggered by the sun. But because of that, I have to be just careful with what I'm putting on my skin. So I'm very minimal and I have three set things that I use and then I don't try lots of different products. I know what works and then I stick to that.
You're a loyalist. Love that. Let's talk a bit more about skincare then. So I'd like to talk to you about your melasma journey,
oh my God,
if you don't mind. Because it's such a growing subject as well. More and more people are being diagnosed with it. I don't know whether you saw, L'Oreal have just come out with a study saying that the kind of anxiety that comes with pigmentation is greater than acne. People are being put off having acne treatment because of the potential pigmentation. That's like now a massive concern for people. So I'd love to know a bit about your kind of journey with it and like how it started.
That's
for you,
so interesting.
What the triggers were, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. That's quite interesting. I wonder if it's become more prevalent. Like, I wonder if more people are getting it.
Well, I think it has. It's like, I mean, from my own work, it's a topic that is spoken about way more than it was.
But do you think that's because more people are just understanding what it is? Yeah, they're aware of it, or that more people are getting it?
I think a bit of both. But I think also because it comes after the initial damage is done, and you know, more people are coming off the pill, which is often a trigger for it, or sun damage that people had in their teenage years, it's now appearing in their 20s and 30s. So it's not kind of an overnight thing, is it, that just appears?
Well, so background, I was on the pill. The thing is with melasma, I don't think you can pinpoint one thing it is. You can make assumptions and you can take things away and try different things and you can see what works and what doesn't work. So I've got a good understanding of what caused it. But, you know, I have been on the pill since I was like 15, and I was 23. And I'm not going to lie, I probably wasn't wearing much sun cream.
No, well, you're not the only one.
I honestly lose sleep over. I would go on holiday and just probably not. I wanted to be tan, so I would sunbathe with my, I didn't burn that easily, so I would just not wear much sun cream. Anyway, I get to 23 and I was actually filming Made in Chelsea at the time, and we were in Sri Lanka, and I had fake tan my body, but I never used to fake tan my face. And it's funny you say that the acne products cause melasma, because I never knew that, but I actually used to put a lot of benzoyl peroxide on my skin for acne. I had a real, like, I hated having those bumps on my face. I really like struck, they made me just feel really unconfident. So I'd always put that on my forehead when I was younger and at university. I was filming Made in Chelsea, and I remember looking in the mirror and I thought, how weird, I've got fake tan, like the fake tan had splattered onto my face. I was like scrubbing off, like giving myself like a red face. And it just got worse and worse, but of course I didn't really know what it was. I'd never heard of melasma or pigmentation. So I was filming and I had no sun cream on. By the time I got home from Sri Lanka, which was only a 4-day trip, it had like spread all across my face. It was here and here.
So you had that kind of melasma mark.
Oh yeah, massively. And I can share photos with you. I mean, it was really extreme. And I put it on my social media, and a really lovely girl from Eucerin reached out to me, and I started using their hyperpigmentation products, and it really worked until lockdown happened, and then it didn't work. And it must have kept it at bay for like maybe a year, and then it went full. It was like, I'm coming out to play. And over lockdown, it was just all over my face. I was so, yeah, my confidence was so low. The thing with melasma is no makeup changes it. So you can, if you've got uneven skin tone, you've got uneven skin tone. And of course, like, you can, you know, everyone preaches, and I would love to follow my own advice, and you know as much as I'd love to, it's tricky when things are, you know, your face, your skin changes, it's the first thing everyone sees, and
it is, yeah,
you know, especially when you're young. And I was like 23, and you know, my friends all had flawless skin and none of them had spots, and I suddenly had like these dark, and everyone was like, what's on your face? And it's been a real journey to get, you know, keep it at bay. And obviously, as you know, it never goes, and it can always flare back up. But I just manage it now, I guess.
And what are the kind of things that you found that manage it, Phil?
So I use azelaic acid and tretinoin, retinol. What's it called? Tranexamic acid, I think it is, but in cream form. Yeah. And that's been unbelievable for me to reduce it. And then, but my key thing is just wearing Factor 50 all day, every day. Like, I have a spray and I respray it. And if the sun is remotely out, I mean, there was a time when like I literally wouldn't leave the house without a cap on. I'm a little bit like over that stage of my life now, because it was slightly ridiculous that I couldn't come out of the car without a cap on. And now but if it's sunny, like the minute the summer hits, I will be putting a cap on and walking from to and from places with a cap on.
But you're right. I mean, it is really brilliant that you're talking about it, because I think it is kind of one of those hidden things that people try and hide with things like makeup and a cap, but it is always lurking there. But definitely more research is being done into it.
Yeah, and it's quite overwhelming because it's not, acne's been around for a lot longer. And I wonder whether that's why it makes people less confident, because you go into a dermatologist or you go into Boots or wherever, and there's not many products that are, and even if you do try them, a lot of them don't work.
No, and when you said you hadn't heard of it, I mean, I don't think many 20-year-olds have, you know, as acne, you're speaking about it as a teenager, and then suddenly you're hit with this other thing in your 20s. And you're like, I thought I'd moved on.
I know, exactly. God, yeah, skin. And like, I just feel like if it happened now, maybe I would deal with it. I mean, obviously I've had it now, but when you're that young, I don't know, there's something about skin. It's just a real, you're still trying to find yourself and like, you don't really know who you are. And I think a lot of like self-love and all of those things come later with age. And when you're at that sort of young age where you're trying to establish yourself in the world, to have your skin the first thing people see playing up, it's quite hard to deal with.
Oh, it definitely is. This is the podcast is called Beauty Life Lessons, so I'd love to know kind of any advice you have for anybody else that is kind of at the beginning of their melasma
journey. Just think, you just know that you're going to be able to, it's going to get better, and nobody's looking at it, it's only you who can see it, and you're beautiful no matter what. And in, it's a bit of a shock at first because it's new and you're like, hang on a second, I've gone through so many years of my life without having this, and then suddenly I've got this. But firstly, there are treatments to make it better. Secondly, you'll be able to manage it. And thirdly, you're beautiful no matter what.
Preach. Okay, so I'd love to move on to makeup then. Do you think your skin has meant that you're not so keen to wear makeup every day because you're wanting to reapply?
Yeah.
Regularly?
I think so. I also just don't know. I feel a bit itchy with makeup on. I don't know about whether you... Like, not physically, but I'm a bit like, I just, my favourite thing is like, I walk in the house and my makeup is off the minute I get in the house.
I mean, I hate taking my makeup off, so that stops me putting it on.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, the whole, look, I like having it on, but there's something about it I like having, I love feeling like I've got no makeup on. It's like, there's no benefit. It's like not wearing a bra. Like, there's no better feeling.
Yeah, it is. Oh, a clean face.
Yeah, clean face.
Give me that every day. But then makeup-wise, obviously your sister is a makeup artist. Has she, who kind of fell in love with makeup?
Oh my God, first? Georgia.
Was she always much more into
Georgia me? Loves, but I could, I can't fathom it. She'll wear makeup just sat at home working. Like, I can't physically understand it. She loves makeup. She loves trying new products. I've learned everything through her. And like, I've never been one of those to watch YouTube or all of those things. Like, I just learned it through her. And I remember, honestly, before, I still say this, but obviously the Kardashians came out with the contouring craze, but I remember my sister when she was 14 getting a bronzer, and you know, I can't remember what bronzer it was, like Garni, that really like orangey bronzer, and she was drawing, contouring her nose, and I was like, why doing that? Because she's an artist, so she did. So I guess it's like painting your face, like the shadows and like how to sculpt it. And so I learned all of those things through her.
So we're saying actually your sister invented contouring before the Kardashians.
That's what I'm saying. She gave me all the tips. It was Georgia.
So if you're doing your own makeup, what sort of looks do you like doing? What kind of is,
oh my God, always
vibe?
Same every day. I think actually now it's called like the clean girl beauty, is like just the tiny bit of brown on the corner flick. I don't have any eyeshadow on. It's very minimal, like might be a tinted, I actually wear like tinted SPF, and then I'll put a bit of concealer on, maybe a bit around my nose, tiny bit under my eye, and then I will put I love liquid makeup. So I'm done with the powdered bronzers. I like a liquidy, is that what you call it, like creamy, a cream makeup.
Yeah, you're cream blush. You're doing a very Hailey Bieber vibe.
Right, love that.
Dewy,
yeah,
glossy.
Dewy, glossy. Minimal makeup.
And we'll be right back after this little interlude from Westfield. Have you ever wondered what the real age of your skin is? Or been intrigued to know what effect city pollution is really having on your face? Not the cheeriest of subjects, but an important one, and something which Westfield is leading the way on thanks to its on-site face scanners, which give you a thorough skin analysis. Head down to the Beauty Edit event at Westfield London and Westfield Stratford to have your face scanned and understand your skin's health. It's not as scary as it sounds. and there are brilliant experts on hand to talk you through how best to protect your skin from city living. And of course, you'll be able to shop all the very best products, from next-gen SPFs to serums packed with active ingredients to provide a barrier to pollution. Westfield really is the place to go to keep your skin in check. And you spoke about how you'd got into kind of clean makeup recently. What was there a reason that you started kind of going down that route?
My best friend Melissa is literally the most anti-toxin person you're ever going to meet, to the point where I actually get scared about what I'm eating in front of her. And she got me into it because she was like, no, you've got to stop putting all of this stuff on your skin, which, my God, don't get me wrong, like, I love Charlotte Tilbury and I will wear it till I die, but if I can, I tried it out and I think Merit's amazing and Kosas is amazing. And then there's another one called OG, O-G-E-E, all amazing. So, I mean, if it's good, if the product's good and it's clean, why not? They're a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. They are a little bit, but then I guess you're paying for that extra bit. And then with your wedding makeup then, so your sister did your wedding makeup as well. What was that like? What was your brief?
So I never give her a brief. I just let her go for it. She just always does the same thing. My trick is I never wear makeup on, like, any mascara or any eyeshadow under my eye. So it's just all at the top to pull it up. It doesn't suit me wearing it under. Look at me thinking I'm like the absolute pro. It gives you sort of that, like, more cat eye rather than, I guess it, do you know what? I think it all depends on the shape of your face, the shape of your eye, like the anatomy of your face. And you just work out what suits you and doesn't suit you.
Yeah. Have you ever had any absolute shockers?
I've had complete and utter shockers, but I'm like, no, I cannot simply. Lots of eyelashes. I actually used to wear, like, no, everyone who wears eyelash extensions, they are great. But I, when I say I had them so thick, I don't know how I actually opened my eyes. And that is one that I look back at and I'm like, oh, safe.
Oh, was that a phase? Yeah. An ill-advised phase. I'm dying to know, when you were made in Chelsea, did you have to do your own makeup and hair?
Yeah, you had to do your own makeup and hair, which was great.
So I guess you must get quite used to doing a good job.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get carried away though, because you think, I remember thinking like, oh my God, I've got to do like stage makeup, and you definitely don't. I think I definitely wore a bit too much on occasions. Yeah, that is where the eyelashes came from.
Okay, brilliant. So on to nails. Are you a nails girl?
So I am like the worst person in the world for getting my nails done. I pick off a gel within 5 days. So I am so bad. I don't know how you do it.
I mean, I am actually a picker as well, but not within 5 days.
I just can't. Like, I feel like my nails expel it. Like, they just reject it. They don't want that gel on them. And then once they peel off a little bit, I'm like, well, they all must come off now, which...
Yeah, there's nothing worse than one. Nothing worse,
which, as you can imagine, leaves them in, like, awful condition. So I went through stages, just never, like, literally I didn't have a scrap on my nails. And then my friends were like, I think you should get your nails done. I actually love, like, no, like, naked nails, how you call them?
Yeah, fits into your clean girl aesthetic.
But I think it wasn't really matching. I don't know. So it does look nice looking down and having your nails done. And Biab is, it's changed my life. What the hell? How have I not gone this long without having it for?
So good. Lasts longer, better for your nails.
It's just unbelievable. Like, no one is breaking these nails. Like, I reckon, like, I could trap my finger in a door and the nail would stay on.
Let's not try that. And do you always go for a nude?
Always, yeah. A nude, like, maybe I'll go for, like, a black on my toe or a red, but fingers always nude.
And always short, or do you
I've done long. To buy
those long talons?
Done it. Didn't have you? It. Did not suit me. Yeah, no. Short for me.
Short for me. I just don't know how people can get
through
their day
with that.
It was
the most awful thing ever. The noise. Like, you can't text. Like, I would send people weird texts with, like, extra letters on. I'd be like, oops, sorry, don't mind me and my long nails.
It's the nails. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. On to treatments then. I feel like you are someone that's not afraid to try the new tech and science and fun things. Tell me what you're
loving. Okay, so I recently had salmon sperm.
Have you?
Obsessed.
Okay, so that's polynucleotides.
That's for the listeners, that's polynucleotides, and I don't think it is actually salmon sperm. I don't know where that's come from. That's what everyone's calling it.
I think there's a tiny bit of truth in it, but equally it's a teeny tiny amount that no salmon are actually harmed.
No salmon are actually harmed in the making of it. I think what happened was it's the same DNA, or it's a DNA. Anyway, yeah.
So it was originally there. Anyway.
We don't know the science. And I'm not doing anything, like, that's fine. I'm not doing anything weird with salmons, but I have had this polynucleotide injected under my eyes. And it's not like Botox or filler. It's literally, it's a DNA that makes your skin cells regenerate. So I guess you just get more youthful, healthy cells and more of them.
Yeah. So it's for kind of hydration, glowing skin, really, isn't it? And how did you find it?
Best thing I've ever done. Like my...
Really? I'm tempted.
Genuinely. I've only had it done once, and apparently you need 4 to see like the top results. I'm actually going tomorrow for my second. But I just noticed, like, I look more awake. Like, under my eyes are just not as dark anymore. And they're a bit more, like, puffed out. Like, I don't... It's hard, because, like, also, you want to age gracefully, and, like, aging is a blessing in itself. So I don't want to, like, freeze my whole face. It's just not really... I've definitely done that in the past, and it's just not really for me. So all of these sort of things that help your own natural cells and skin and just, like, enhance what you already have, I really like all of those. Sort of treatments.
Okay, maybe you're...
I just think give it a go.
I'm injectables. Yeah, it feels like it's a good kind of gateway in, isn't it? And then is there anything that you would never have again?
Botox, I really go through stages with Botox. I don't love it. It's really hard. I think it looks great on people, don't get me wrong. I really express my face. So when I get it, I just feel weird. I don't like the look. But then I also like the fact that it's preventative and it stops all those, like, I don't know, it's a tricky one. What wouldn't I have again?
Or is there anything you thought, like, oh, that's just a fad that really didn't work?
I once had Botox in my jaw for, like, my cleansing my teeth, and it froze my smile.
Oh, yeah.
That was not good. That was really bad, in fact. That was not...
Wait, so you're permanently smiling? Like,
I couldn't smile properly. It was honestly... So for anyone listening, you can get this thing called Master Botox, which it helps reduce your... Stop your jaw from clenching. So I actually did it for teeth grinding. But actually, it does have, like, a physical... You know, it can slim down the look of your face. Anyway, I had it done. If it goes into the wrong muscle, you can't smile. And let me tell you, that is not a good look. So do not be careful when you get that done, if you're going to get that done.
And I saw you recently. You're a fan of IV drips.
Oh my God, I am obsessed. I love them.
How often do you have them?
So I get them maybe like once a month. Mm. Obviously, it's quite like a luxurious thing to have, but I feel like they're really great. I don't know. I feel like there's so many things that go around in London. I'm constantly like, everyone around me is ill all the time, and I catch things quickly, and I hate being ill. So I'd rather just do that. I also feel like I'm tired quite a lot of the time. So I'm like, need to get one of those. But they are really good.
And then finally on to self-care. So I feel like you're very good at home LED treatments and that sort of thing. Jamie's obviously always sharing
my gadgets
at home shenanigans. When you're feeling like you need a kind of a pick me up, or you're not feeling your most confident, kind of what beauty things do you reach for to
so I think beauty wise a sheet mask is amazing. They put so much hydration back into your face. I really think they're like underestimated at how good they are. Also, cryoballs are amazing if you're feeling... I love a cryoball. And, you know, gua sha, if you're feeling a bit puffy, if you're on your period, all of those things. Just, like, getting a good, nice moisturiser on your face, or a nice facial oil, and giving your face a nice lymphatic massage makes the world of difference. Also, fake tan. I love face fake tan.
Yeah, fake tan is underestimated for the power of...
You feel like a different person when you've got a tan. A bit of colour in your skin.
Do you always have self-tan on?
I do, most of the time, yeah. I love the Sicily face tan. It's like a face cream, and it's honestly unbelievable. It's so good. It doesn't get into your pores, and it's just like, it's very moisturising at the same time.
Yes. I think that's a brilliant tip. Self-tanning is a good pick-me-up, especially in this long winter.
Right, and you just forget it, and it feels like such a schlep to do, but once you've done it, you're just like, hang on a sec, I'm a whole new person right now.
And what about in terms of kind of feel good exercise or movement? What sort of things are you like? Yes, I have to have them.
I love to go to the gym. I love, but that's been like a real up and down thing. Like I used to hate my old gym and I hated my old exercise classes. So I just forced myself to go. And then I actually felt exhausted the other day. I do like resistance training now and like weight training. And it really works for me. I think you've got to find what works for you. Just going out and walking, like having half an hour walk, listening to a podcast. Like I'll always listen to, I love like Mel Robbins, like a positive, uplifting podcast. Newlyweds, if you want to listen to that.
Of course we do.
No, but if you want to just listen to a podcast or, you know, even like an audio book. Sometimes I like going to the gym and like feeling like I'm learning something. And then it's a habit. You have to get into it and you really have to find what works. Like my friend loves Pilates. I don't love Pilates anymore, but everything works. I really think moving your body is essential for me. And I love when I have time. I'm very lucky. I've got a sauna in my gym. And I think having a sauna and just having like 15 minutes to yourself to sort of just literally do nothing. You're not listening to anything. You're just sat with your thoughts. It's great.
Yeah. And you really have to switch off then. No phone, no book, nothing. To finish up then, I always ask our guests if they've ever had any beauty blunders or beauty fails, things like overplucking your eyebrows or massive beauty regrets.
I overplucked my eyebrows I think that was one hair just going across. So that was not good. When I was at school, I remember my mum hiding the tweezers and I was like, no, I have to do it. I was obsessed. Dream at Moose. Please tell me you did that too. Over the lips. Yes.
Yeah. Put it on my lip. What? Put it on your lips. Yeah.
What? I remember my mum also, I should have just listened to her. I actually used to hate having big lips. I used to smile in every photo and like I would hide my lips. So, and my mum used to be like, I don't quite understand, but I actually think someone was mean to me once about my lips. So then I did that in every photo. And so I have loads of school photos of me at parties and stuff. And I'm like pulling this weird face trying to cover my lips. So I regret that.
That's heartbreaking. Dream at Moose was, I feel like every British girl.
Oh God, why? It was really good though in terms of like your face was like dreamy.
Yeah, it was like a filter.
Yeah, God, yeah. That like pot getting your little finger in it. No.
It was like an aero, wasn't it?
That's exactly what it was like. Yeah, it was such a nice texture though, and it like had that specific, very very distinct smell. God, I'm happy those days are over. But yeah, covering your lips with concealer was probably not my finest moment. I'm glad those days are over.
Well, Sophie, thank you so much for talking me through all of your beauty tips and tricks. Like, I could talk to you about beauty forever.
I know, me too. I've loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Verity Clark. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time. And thanks again to Westfield for supporting this episode. Whether you're looking for beauty inspiration or seeking personal advice, Westfield has it all. From the flagship beauty halls bursting with skincare, makeup, hair and wellness products, to the beauty boutiques where you can take some time out and enjoy beauty treatment. Don't forget to keep an eye out for exclusive in-store events, offers, and the products are about to go viral. Westfield is one step ahead of the beauty curve.